5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Cody.
And we're here. It's finally the day, the finale. We're going to talk about traders. We're going to find out who's going to take home the money tonight with you guys. If you haven't already watched the episode, you probably want to do that. Tiffany, what do they need to do before they watch this episode?
Before you watch this episode, make sure you like, subscribe, and comment. And for those of you listening on audio, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating.
Yes.
Cody, where really should they go to watch it if they haven't? I mean, we're really programming people here.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's like, are we getting paid by Peacock? Do we get a percentage of the downloads that come from our channel?
Technically, you kind of did.
No. Kind of, I guess. But listen, all 10 episodes are out now on Peacock. Reunion show is coming up. We are filming. That is going to be dropping on Peacock as well. So if you haven't watched the season, everybody that watches it is raving about it. It's all over the news. There's a ton of articles on it. Read the articles. They're all good. This show has been killing it in the US. The show has been killing it in the UK. It is definitely a must watch. So if you haven't done so already, download Peacock, binge all 10 episodes this weekend, and be ready for the reunion that is going to be coming out the 28th.
Is there going to be drama?
I can't imagine there not being drama. You know what I mean? Like, let's start it off with the reunion. Or do you want to finish it with that?
I mean, I think we should end it with the reunion.
We should end it because end stuff happens reunion. In the final.
There's going to be stuff that happens. And I do think, to Tiffany's point, I do think 100% based on how this show ended, there's absolutely going to be some questions that need to be answered. I don't know if they've been answered off record, you know, amongst people, but I absolutely think that some people are owed some explanations. And I do think because Traders is such a condensed show that we didn't really get to see everything because it's constantly moving. So I definitely want to talk about the episode. Let's get to the winner. Then we can talk about potentially what could happen at the finale as far as the reunion show, and then what might happen for next season, because as we already mentioned last episode, Traders season 2 has been greenlit. It is happening. You are going to see another season of the show. We're really happy about that. So I think we should dive right into it. But before we do, let's hear from this week's sponsor, GlassesUSA.com. All right. Have you guys seen the new glasses that me and Cody are rocking? Look, not looking too bad, right? And if you guys are looking for a new pair of glasses, we have the sponsor for you tonight. That is GlassesUSA.com. If you didn't already know, GlassesUSA.com is one of the biggest eyewear retailers in the U.S., offering thousands of eyeglasses and sunglasses such as Ray-Ban, Gucci, Oakley, and many more. What's best about GlassesUSA.com is that glasses start at only $39, which are up to 70% off retail prices. If you love these frames I'm about to show you now, there's a crazy exclusive offer down in the description box below. So if you didn't already notice, I'm actually wearing a pair of blue light blocking glasses right now. GlassesUSA.com offers a collection of advanced blue light blocking lenses. Blue light glasses are ideal for protecting your eyes at home, work, or the outdoors. Using blue light glasses during screen time helps reduce eye strain, decreases headaches, improves your sleep, and increases productivity. And if you're a little concerned about, hey, what glasses should I get for myself? Don't worry, GlassesUSA.com has you covered with their quiz. It only takes a few minutes and it'll suggest the right pair based on your face shape and your personal needs. So if you're wondering what glasses I'm wearing, you've probably seen these on me before. These are the Revel Dans. I love these. I wear them all the time. I also have a pair of Revel Hendrys. Same frame, but a little different color style. I also really like these. If I want to go a little bit more flashy, these are what I go with.
I love these Ototo Arkish because they have the blue light lenses, and obviously I love them for the style. They're sleek and little inside. Because they're not prescription, I've worn these out before as part of like my outfit. It's a little chic, it's a little edgy, and so I love bringing it when I go out to dinner. And so Christy loves it too. These glasses are incredible. I also went for the sunglasses because you know me and I love my Ray-Ban Visions. And so I went with the Ray-Ban Justin Tortoise. And obviously, as you can tell, it's the real deal. These are legit. And best thing that I love about GlassesUSA.com is the AR virtual try-on. Now, for me, I'm a big in-store purchase type of person because I want to make sure everything fits. I want to make sure it looks good on me. And this AR virtual try-on is absolutely incredible because you actually line your eyes up. So you pull up the plus sign to your eyes. It then allows you to see what these exact frames will look like on your face. You upload a picture, line your eyes up, and boom, it's done. It's simple. It's easy, and it's driven me right to these two pairs of glasses, because as I've put other ones on my face during the virtual try-on, I'm like, I don't know if those are for me. And so these are the few things that Glasses USA has to offer on top of their quizzes that really make the purchasing process super simple. And for our listeners, GlassesUSA.com is offering a crazy exclusive discount on top of any coupon codes that they currently have on their website just for Winner's Circle listeners. So make sure you just click the link at the top of our description and get all the details for yourself when you go to GlassesUSA.com to purchase your glasses. So as always, guys, we really appreciate GlassesUSA.com sponsoring this podcast. They're absolutely incredible. We highly recommend you guys go and check them out for yourself. But let's get back into this week's episode.
All right, so we're back. Let's get right into it. Tiffany, start us off.
So this is actually one of my favorite missions that I've seen on Traders. There is a helicopter jump.
Well, got to go back. Got to mess up already. Christian goes home first.
I forgot about him. He was so right. Irrelevant.
Yeah. So just you I don't even have to say what I have to say.
I'll
you go right
it.
Into
I'll
it.
Say that. I'll say that. Yeah, okay, say hold that. Up, okay, hold sorry.
Up. Okay, go.
All right, so Christian finally is outed as a traitor. He goes home. Sorry, right. Christian. We saw it coming, episode one. Just surprised you made it this far, but you did. You better thank Siri.
What do you think about it, Tiffany? Did you guys see it coming? Like, I mean, it was kind of writing on the wall, right? Siri was ready to cut
he
him.
He sealed his fate with the lie about the invitation. He just did not have to do that. It was unnecessary. He put a target on his back. People are always looking for some reason to go after somebody for some suspicion. It was very suspicious. Then he starts telling Quentin all this stuff about Siri and Ari. And then Ari, remember Ari in the last episode was like, hey, tell us about that letter you got. So he should have known then that mm-hmm. he was in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was leading up to it. The whole season was kind of leading to this point, but I got to be honest with you. I think if he doesn't do that thing with the letter, I don't know that the heat.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Comes his way.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I think that really like sealed his fate. She was
looking
fine.
For the reason. He gave it to her. Yeah.
And also a lot of people were in the house as the numbers dwindle down, everybody is way more, their antennas are just up 100% of the time because there's less people to talk to. There's less people around. So like when something happens, you immediately are like thrown off by it. And then because there's less people, you're allowed to have these intimate conversations a little bit easier because you can be separated from the group and talk to people. So I don't think he should have did it. And obviously he knows he shouldn't have did it because it is the reason why he goes home. But he I thought overall getting that far was pretty impressive.
That's what I'm saying.
I will say it's karma though. You know what? The strategy that he implemented against you and a biting him in the ass. It literally was exactly the same way where he was blindsided by his traders mm-hmm. at the round table because they wanted the money for themselves. And so, yeah. You know, you got to be careful what you wish for. And by the way, he set that tone. I don't think you would have turned on a trader. I think no. Suri would have if someone gave her the opportunity, like if someone started it off. I don't think she would have initiated it. So it was Christian who ultimately said, hey, fair game. We can go after each other. And ultimately that was what led to his demise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now it's tough. Tough, man.
So mission, do we get right into the final competition, right? Because there's no murder the next morning, right? Christian goes home. They out the traitor. We get into the mission. It's a multifaceted thing where they're trying to collect the money. And we don't really have to talk too much about it. They spoiler alert, they get the money. And this is what I was talking about episode one, which we didn't really get into too much, is at the end of the day, these challenges need to mean more for season two because all that really happened is they didn't accomplish every mission along the season. And then Alan basically said, hey, if you get it today, you get all the money that you would have gotten in the first place. Yeah. So it kind of defeated, it weakened and cheapened all the competitions other than their entertainment value. So they gotta rework that, I think. The competition's gotta mean something. Even if it's not monetary, it's gotta mean something as far as being able to identify traitors or something going on in the game where it potentially exposes someone by playing the game.
Because everybody's playing the same game when it's time for mission because everybody wants to add money to the pot.
They're all going for the same piece of cheese.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it makes no sense for the traitors to sabotage or the faithfuls to go after a traitor during that comp because it only hurts their pockets.
But so this
they got the money at the end anyways.
Are we not going to talk about how Kate and Ari are badass for jumping out that helicopter?
Yeah.
I mean I thought it was pretty cool. I would love to do that. I would love to skydive, but that's a story.
I was really impressed with Kate. She really turned it around for me. In the beginning, I was like, oh, Kate gets all my... Plus, she was talking about Rachel's clothes. And I was like...
You're doing too much. Yeah.
Kate was an all-star this season.
And I don't like that.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
Kate was being mean.
Yeah.
She was a big character this season. But I don't know if they even expected her to be as big as she was.
She turned it around for me. I ended up like, oh, I like Kate.
I think everyone, you'd love to hate her or you just liked her. She had great sound bites, great DRs. She's going to be doing other shows now because she's definitely good TV.
I don't know, man. I think they got them locked down. Like, she's Bravo, you know, which is under
That's what I'm
NBC,
saying. They're going to have her do something with Bravo. They're going to have her do something.
Well, she's below deck. She's always on below deck.
She's going to be on the top of the deck now.
Oh, how you doing?
Yeah. I don't know what she'll be driving the boat.
Let me drive the boat.
Captain.
That was
Captain.
One thing that she, when she did that first competition where she's like telling them how to row, nobody was thinking that. She just was like, and they beat us by so much. And it was like,
yeah, what? But buddy, she's on a yacht. I don't know if you've seen Below Deck. Like she's on the furthest thing from a boat. Her boat is nicer. The boat that she works on is nicer than the places we live in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like, it's
you're
insane. Right. It's insane. Yeah. It's like a $3 or $4 million boat. But speaking of Kate, because we got a lot to cover. Yeah. I think we want to cover the end. Kate, we get to the round table, right? They get the money. They're all happy. I think even Kate, like Tiffany was saying, she's jumping out of a helicopter now. I think she feels like, hey, I could actually win this thing. They're not going to send me home. So she starts to participate, but they get to the round table and it doesn't end well. Quentin finally gets his opportunity to find out if he's been right this whole season.
Quentin,
they do the round table.
Pause. Poor Quentin and his instincts. You know, he probably needs to go back and apologize to people in his past that he was so sure about because he was probably wrong then. He's been wrong 9 out of 9, but go ahead.
essentially, even a broken clock is right twice a day. Is that what they say or something like that?
We're still
but
waiting
he was
on
not,
him to be right.
He was unfortunately
he's
not.
Still, right. He's still wrong.
He was not. Exactly. He was not right. That's the main point. Even though he got his opportunity, he was not right. Consensus is to send her home. I think at that point, everyone is like, the way Kate's acting, she's got to be a traitor. And I think they all felt like we would be fools if we don't at least find out.
Yep.
And so they vote. And obviously, Suri and Ari, they're all for this. That's great.
Yeah.
So they vote Kate out. Kate's banished. Kate reveals that she's not a traitor and to Quentin's surprise. And he was like, damn, okay. And that's it for Kate. But we got 10 episodes of Kate. So from a production standpoint, it's a win.
It's golden.
It's a win.
This is where I want to say, like, people need to pay attention to things that are said at these roundtables because Suri barely spoke, right? And Suri ended up speaking up. It was at my banishment where Suri said that Kate was not a traitor. She's like, Kate, I don't think you're a traitor. Mm-hmm. And those are the small things that people need to always fact check because then all of a sudden you see Suri vote Kate out and Kate's a faithful. And if you're not in tune, because Suri did nothing to slip up. She did nothing to slip up. But if you're faithful going on this future season, because I was watching this back and it was like, because when I was there, I couldn't believe how off they were. And it was because the less you say, the harder it is to peg you as a traitor. But it was like in subtle things, because Suri was super calculated. And I thought that was an opportunity where, you know, they're towards the end of the game. Suri had said, and it wasn't that much longer. It wasn't that far in the past. It was pretty recently that I just don't, in my heart, I don't think you're a traitor. And then she votes for her. So it's only at that point, there's only Quentin, Andy, Ari, Suri, and Kate left. But that's really a situation where if you're a faithful, you need to pay attention to small, small things like that. Like it's subtle flip-flops like that. Because obviously, what does Suri want to do in that situation? Go with the group. Don't get me out at this point. I don't want to rattle the cage because I am at a point where I'm about to be at the end and I know these people trust me, so I'm close to winning. And if you're faithful, you have to pay attention to subtle things like that, like when I slipped up with Kyle and Kyle immediately was onto it. That was weird. Why did you do that? The Christian thing was a big thing. It was like a big ordeal, so everybody started getting doubt. But it's like the subtle things to catch the traitors, which is me slipping up to Kyle saying something, Suri kind of flip-flopping when she flip-flopped on Rachel, then she flip-flopped on Kate because she said she trusted Rachel, then she thought she was a traitor, then she trusted Kate. She said she wasn't a traitor, but then voted her out. If you want to be a faithful that can peg the traitors, I feel, and I'm not speaking as a faithful, but those are the things, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like those are the subtle things that you need to pick up on to be like, that was
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weird. Well, I remember that. You know what I mean?
People play with their emotions.
Right.
And the thing is, they didn't want to trust you. And they didn't want to trust Kate, or they didn't want to trust Rachel. Right. They wanted to trust Ceree. She has a trusting nature about her. Yeah. Like you said, there were obvious things that you could have looked at. If you're looking at reason or logic and you take your emotion out of it, there are obvious things that you should question. But they wanted to like her. They wanted to trust her. Yeah. So they're not looking at the things that she's doing as suspicious.
Yeah. And I feel like Ari got that same kind of, which is why nobody was suspicious of him early. Mm-hmm. And then when he became a traitor, it almost locked him into getting to the end, because Ari was another one that was like, everybody looked at Ari and was like, super nice guy. Yeah. Can't see him being a traitor. Where me, although I felt like people kind of wavered to, he actually is nice. Early on, it was, he's a traitor for sure. Like,
yeah, who said you were training for being a traitor? I say you were born a traitor or something. Like, he's been a traitor forever.
Yeah,
this is what he does. And I'm like, oh, okay, my bad. But it's like, it's those people that can really benefit as traitors, where, again, you don't have to say much. When you do speak, make sure it's calculated. And for anybody that's watching, you got to pick up on stuff like that, because a person like Ceree is able to completely skate by because just everybody loved her. Everybody trusted her. Everybody felt a warm, fuzzy feeling when they were near her, which makes them miss things like, wait, she just went back on something that she did. And this was like days, like not like, 2 weeks ago. It was like days separating this stuff.
Voting patterns. I told you voting patterns are huge in this game. You have to be watching who's voting together. What are the similarities on it? What can you cross-reference as far as what someone said earlier and how they're contradicting their own words later, like you said, with the vote. So, but again, it's like it's a strategic game. And I think people will learn from your guys' season and kind of adapt as they go. Also, we'll see what happens.
Season will never be topped.
No. Hey, listen, season
I'm saying
one.
Saying that to you, future season twos and threes and fours and sixes and nines and twelves.
Until, like I said, last episode,
I don't know where Tiffany those and I go on.
But we're
going to
win,
from.
Cody. We're actually going to win.
Yeah, you are. You are. You got, man, listen, don't go in there with your heart. We'll be in trouble.
I mean, did you not see me on Big Brother?
He didn't see you
on Big Brother.
because I was right next to you. I was like, you are a nice guy, Derek.
Yeah, no, he didn't see you.
All right, so let's get into it, because this finale was awesome. This last part was awesome. I was literally cringing as I was watching because it was so hard to watch. But let's kind of set the... You guys have seen it by this point. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Before we even get to the end, there's a part in the middle where I'm thinking of myself as if I am a traitor in this moment, and specifically if I'm Ceree, because she's the only one there that started from the beginning. And I'm wondering to myself, how does she feel about playing this game all this time, everything that she's done to get to this point, and splitting that with someone else, whether it's splitting it with someone else who was in the beginning with me or splitting it with someone else who came at the very end. And I'm wondering to myself, like, is this some, because she's telling Ari, like, I want to go to the end with you. It's going to be me and you at the end. I want it to be us. I'm not turning on you. It's going to be me and you. And I'm wondering to myself, like, how real is this? Is this for trust? Is this how she feels? Or is she really thinking, is this what I mean? Am I really going to split this money with him?
Well, that's what we're going to get into right now. So set the tone.
I think she was definitely saying all that for trust, though, to be 100% honest. 100%. She's so close to the end to be like, I'm not going to let him turn on me. People do trust him, so I don't think they're going to go at, like, maybe if he says something about me, I want to make sure he's never going to say it. We're splitting it. We're a team.
Well, we know it's a strategy, because we know anybody watching by this point should have watched the finale. So to set it up, you have Ari, Andy, Quentin, and Ceree.
Yep.
And essentially, to make a long story short, there's a fire. At that point, if all four of them agree that they've gotten out all the traitors, they throw this thing into the fire, the game's over. And if they're right, They all split the money four ways. If there's a trader remaining, the trader wins the money. And as we know from, you know, from the viewer's perspective, Ari and Sari are traders and Quentin and Andy are not. So what's interesting in this whole thing is it goes around. I'm thinking while I'm watching it, I'm thinking Sari's dropping it too. I'm thinking she's going to be like, nah, I'm not going to roll the dice. I'm going to split the money with Ari. It's too much of a risk to be greedy here. And how do I get him out without exposing myself?
Yes.
And then she throws in the other color. I think it was red. Green yes. was
red.
The end.
Green red
was
is good. Red
and
is,
I'm
yeah.
like, oh my God, how is she going to pull this off where they're not going to know that she's a traitor as well? And right. so we get a quick snippet of her just looking at Ari.
Yeah.
Deep into his eyes, and she's like, someone hasn't been here the whole time. And he's like, you are right, Sari. I am not worthy. I quit this game.
I yeah. could not believe that.
There's more to the story for sure. And Cody might
I'm not talking about it.
I'm gonna tell you what I think as a viewer, because Cody hasn't said anything
to me.
What
you think as a viewer.
1000% there were conversations going on behind the closed doors, or maybe not on camera, between Sari and Ari. I think Sari was guilt tripping Ari about the fact that Ari was he's very wealthy. And I feel like she was setting that up for days because she's a smart player. There had to have been a previous conversation between the two of them where Ari was already kind of in under the impression that Sari didn't feel like he should win the money with her and she needed the money more than him. Had to be.
So she's gaming.
She's gaming. I'm not, by the way.
Yes.
Hats off to you that you convinced this dude gaming. To throw away $125,000.
Because instead of them allowing because why wouldn't you just let it play out though? Like still, even though she's saying, I think that there's somebody here who's still a traitor.
Somebody's still a traitor. He flips and quits and admits he was a traitor. But Cody, I do want you to weigh in on this part because Ari does drop a hint. And I've seen interviews about with Ari since the show ended. And he's like, I literally dropped a hint to them subtly and said, I was recruited late in the game. How
when
does Quentin, and I know
he
you're friends
that
with
at the fire?
Yeah, he said, I was recruited late in the game to become a traitor. He says that right I at the fire. Cody, Quentin's your boy. I don't know how close you were with Andy. I know it's easy to say it in hindsight, but how do they not pick up on it that Sari's a traitor as well?
So the reason why it's difficult to pick up on that is because as viewers, we all know that there's three traitors. And this cast was talking about it constantly. Could there be two? Could there be three? Could there be five? Like, how many traitors are there? We don't – like, nobody knows how many traitors there are. So he could have been recruited by Christian and myself. And so it could have been
saying, I'm the last traitor.
Like, you know, I was recruited as a traitor.
I was the last
the
one
game.
Remaining. And so but how would Sari know that?
But Sari maybe like, again, you're thinking in terms of like, we're watching as viewers, but like Quentin and Andy never in a million years thought they were going to be crossed by Sari. And so when Sari was like, I feel like there's somebody that's not a faithful, nobody even voted. Because Ari just excused himself, which I thought was, I was like pissed at Ari. I was
okay,
like, Ari,
so,
just excuse yourself.
Even if Ari is saying, I was recruited and maybe all of the other traitors are gone, still, why would he quit? If I am Andy and I'm Quentin and I'm thinking all three of us are not traitors.
Yes.
And this is the last traitor. Even if you are the last traitor knows they get the money. The last traitor wouldn't quit.
That exactly.
Yeah. So now think about this. Think about this. There's a lot. Ari on The Bachelor has all this money, which I have no idea what's going on. I don't know what his bank account looks like, but I know, you know, the cars he drives, all this stuff.
He drives
these
cars and stuff. Yeah, he ain't hurting.
So,
he ain't hurting.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And Ari is a very nice guy. Very nice guy. Okay. And so now he's sitting there at the
end enough to bow like, out. Y'all split it.
Well, so, and that's the thing is that he was definitely coming from a place of, I don't want to take this money. You know, like there's a lot of other stuff that comes to
I'm
life.
Telling you.
So if I was Ari and Quentin, I'm thinking this guy was just kind enough to say, I played a fun game. I was recruited late. You guys take the money, split it, have fun.
I don't want to take this money from you. I'm out. And so that's why I don't think it directly correlates to like, oh, Ciri. Because I've thought about this because I watched it and I was like, wow, that made it super obvious. But then I'm thinking about all the conversations that were happening in the house about nobody knowing how many traders there were. Everybody was kind of clueless. Because it's the first season, we didn't really have access to watching the whole Dutch season to see stuff that they maybe could have done. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get to watch anything where now future seasons are not going to just take that with a grain of salt if something like that happens, which I don't think it'll ever happen again. But being the first cast, I feel like Andy and Quentin were the only two that could be like, that was weird that Ciri did that. Why did Ciri do that? And why was she so confident? And then why did he bow out? Because there was a lot of other stuff. Again, obviously, it's a TV show. They cut out things. They show what they want to show.
Of course, that's the one thing.
And so there's a lot to it, which is why I am very excited to see how the reunion plays out.
Oh, I am too, because I'll tell you what, Tiffany, you and I watching for the first time, seeing it, that was the most awkward moment I've ever seen, where you have Andy and Quentin thinking their lives have just been changed by Ciri. Mm-hmm. They are hugging. They're crying. They won. They got there. And so they're thinking Ciri
is
their savior.
Yeah. I was crying.
I felt so weird inside watching it. I was like, oh my God, Ciri, this must be the most troubling feeling for her to process right now, because she knows she just won $250,000.
She wants to be excited, but she just hurt two people, the two people she has been the closest to in this game, who trust her the most.
It's a great TV
you
moment.
You know what's
man,
so funny too? After the fact, like, Ciri wasn't even that close with Quentin. Ciri just straight up wasn't that. And she said it to me. We were like doing the stuff because like something came up. She's like, he was your boy. I wasn't that close with him. And then I'm watching it back. I'm like, why does he trust her so much?
Because
like, I didn't see
Quentin
him around her.
Has
that
now
often.
Been wrong 10 for 10.
10 for 10. He's been wrong. Fuck
10
Quentin.
For 10. Quentin has Quentin is the only like person Quentin. On Traders who was wrong every single time.
Yeah.
And
I think it's got to be Wayne. I was talking to him. I talked to Quentin. And so it was in the early phases. I was kind of, he was like, I think he was getting frustrated with how the show was showing how the faithfuls were always just wrong. And I was like, bro, but like, that's what was happening. Like, you can't take it personal. That's what it really was. But then I said to him, and I gave him my perspective on it. And I was like, so on my side, at least you look like you were an independent thinker and you weren't just going with the group and you were trying to figure it out yourself, going with your gut, your heart, your head, whatever you were trying to go with. I was like, and that's what you need to stick to, bro. And then I think that perspective, and then he was watching it and it started to like, he was like, okay, but that ending had to be brutal on him and Andy. I can't even imagine because again, like you were just saying, there's that, wow, we just got saved from losing the money and now we're going to be splitting it. And I think 250 split three ways is like up over like, what is that? Like 80 something, 80 and change that you're going to get. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, they said no. Ciri said no, thank you.
No, she said that's no, my money.
So I want to ask you this. You know, my season cast from Big Brother, we still have some trauma amongst us, okay? And it doesn't, I don't know when it fades, and we joke about it, we laugh about it, but we still be like, yeah, but that stuff that what you did to me, like I still don't trust you, right?
Yeah, right.
I wonder, I actually felt bad for Andy and Quentin because I'm like, will they carry that with them? Like, will they look at themselves? Because even though it's a game, I know people from my season still look at themselves like, was I dumb? Am I an idiot? Did I miss something? Am I gullible? Right. Am I naive? Right. Like, I wonder how Andy and Quentin feel like, do I know anything that I think I know? Like, do right. I even trust my own decisions anymore? Quentin right. was wrong every single time. He's right. got some people to apologize. He's been wrong in the past, I'm sure. he accused somebody of something that they didn't do. And he said, I know for a fact you did. I guarantee you he was wrong at least once because yeah. he's wrong here 10 for 10. Yeah. Like, do you think the trauma or the PTSD or the aftershock is kind of... Is it
tough.
Does it hold the same weight?
I have no idea because like in my perspective, because I've had the game, I've played the games before in the past. So I've done people wrong that I know it weighed heavily on me and I know it weighed mm-hmm. heavily on them. Like, for instance, you know, cutting Nicole over Enzo, cutting Danny over Nicole just on 22, like that whole thing, like putting Tyler on the block. He was like, dude, what are you putting me on the block for? Things like that. And I know, now being on Traders, it happened to me. I was like unfazed by it. Like the game mm-hmm. itself was traumatic for me, but like being backstabbed wasn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know how other people handled that.
Do you think it's because you were a traitor?
Maybe. Maybe it's because I mm-hmm. felt so bad about what I was doing that I almost felt mm-hmm. like I deserved it. So I was like, I was okay with it.
I wonder but, how does it feel for Ceree then, like to win and be so doing the backstabbing?
Ceree has played Survivor 4 times.
Yeah.
She's never won.
Yeah.
Like, and so that, and I think that that mentality going into it is what Ceree had and was the edge why she was able to do what she did to me.
100% did. She said that at the very beginning.
And I was seeing things happening and I was saying it to the confessional when I was in there. And I always knew, I was like, Ceree is where I was before I went on All Stars. Like, she hasn't won, and that was me. I didn't win, and I was going in like, I'm not there to make friends. I'm not there to be friends with everybody after the fact. Like, if I'm friends with them, great, but I'm doing what I have to do to win. And Ceree went into this game, I think, with that mentality. And that mentality gives you an edge over anybody that isn't willing to do what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so I think she definitely felt bad because it's like, I don't know that she's heartless, but I think in some sense she was like, I don't care. I care more about the money than I do about us, our relationship.
She cares about her family. She cares about her family at home. Yeah. So, Ceree deserved to win. She was the best. She's played the best game. Congratulations to her for winning. Congratulations on getting that W.
Because well-behaved women seldom make history. Remember that. So you go, Ceree, girl. You won that game. And I'm proud of you.
Congratulations. Yeah. She's got the money now. Hopefully she does some good things
with it. Do you think in the reunion there's going to be multiple people coming at her? Because
I absolutely
those two
think
weren't
so.
The only ones that felt very comfortable with Ceree.
I absolutely think so. I think that things that she was saying behind closed doors to build those personal relationships are going to come out on the reunion show because Andy Cohen's looking for the drama.
Yeah, and so this is what I have. This is what I wanted.
Can you have a plus two? Me and Christy can come to the reunion.
I've never done a reunion, and so I don't know how this is going to shake out. Because like for me, I'm going into it like if somebody comes at me, like I don't think people are really going to come at me. But two, I think that...
You're a traitor.
Yeah, but like, what are you going to say? Like, I was a wreck.
Rachel's coming at you.
Yeah, she could come at me all she wants. I don't care. But I was a wreck there. And so it's like, I don't know what you're going to really say to me. But if you do, whatever it is, what it is. But like, there's people like... So Ceree had to do it and was cutthroat and won. So I know Ceree has had conversations with people after the fact. Yeah. She's talked to them. They're building a relationship back, or they're building trust. I don't know how it's going to be because now that probably weighs on people. Like, oh man, I've been so good with Ceree. Do I really want to call her out? And now if somebody does call Ceree out, how is she going to take it? Because on that side of it, it's like, well, I talked to you. I talked to you. Yeah. We've been good. Why are you calling me out now? Cause dissension.
That's the only thing.
All that's going to happen because there's going to be, know, we're going to get the drama between Kate and Rachel.
They're going to give you guys a couple of drinks.
Brandy's
going to
come in. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Brandy will come in. She'll probably create some drama. Like, you know, I think Kyle, like I'm trying to think of how it's going to be because like Kyle was somebody that was starting to get it right and then got clipped. So now I feel like there's going to be stuff to ask him. Like Quentin could be somebody who was always getting it wrong. Stuff could be asked to him. Mm-hmm. You know, Christian and I were both turned on. Ari walks away from the game. Stuff can be directed at him. Like
all that stuff is going to come up.
You know, and so I'm eager to see what people say. There's only one thing that I want to know. And I don't want to even figure it out beforehand because I want to see if it comes to light at the thing. I want to know if Ryan remembers saying to me that Kyle – thought he was a traitor. Dying to know that because they obviously, and I always try to envision because I remember everything about when he said it to me. And I remember who was there because I'm eager to see if Amanda wants to step up and be like, oh yeah, I remember him saying that. But I don't, because I'm trying to think if there were visually cameras that I could notice where they can like maybe show it. Because like, yeah, obviously that was one thing Rob was like, Kyle was so hell bent on it. And I want to see his reaction when he sees Ryan
that admit
to
happened.
It, or they have the clip of it. And I'll be like, I mean, yeah, I don't know exactly what I have to prove. It's like, bro, I wasn't lying to you, but it was stupid gameplay on my part, no matter what. But I want to almost be like, ha. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. I don't really care
because it's like, I don't want there to be drama because like Kyle and Ryan are my boys. I love them. So it's like, Cody, I don't want drama to come.
There's going
to
be drama. Oh, trust me.
Andy Cohen is not coming for no reason.
Can we talk about that too? Andy Cohen being the host of the reunion. I mean, I am like through the moon.
I wouldn't mind Alan too. Yeah. But yeah, Andy's the king of that stuff.
He's going to ask the tough questions.
He's going to ask the questions that are uncomfortable. No. I'll be watching. I'm sure everybody who's watching this is going to be watching because we've been doing it all season. We're getting a little long here, but I want to ask you guys one question because it's something going around the internet right now. Traders 2 is coming back. Do you want to see all celebrities, all newbies, or the same exact format as before? Tiffany, ladies first.
I was a regular person before reality TV. I love when regular people get an opportunity to showcase themselves. That's how we get to these points. So I'm not opposed to it, but I think that it'd be fun to see the reality people from all different brands come in and play against each other. I think that'd be dope.
Because they grabbed from all networks, CBS, ABC, NBC, Bravo. They pulled. So like, they have a Rolodex of people that they can ask.
I think I would like
to see, kind of along the lines of what you were saying, Tiff, this next season, I would like to see all non-reality people. Just because when you get those people that are on TV for the first time, it almost creates that extra additional drama. Because certain people on reality, if they're weathered in it, they're like, all right, I'm going to pull back a little bit. Or they're like, my character is over the top, so I'm going to be over the top. That's who I am. When you have newbies come on, it's almost like you don't know what you're going to get. There's going to be people that think, oh, I want to make great TV. And then they don't realize they're just making themselves look like a villain, which we all hate, and which
don't
is great
talk
TV.
About Christian like that.
Jesus. Christian, I was not directing that at you. But that's what I'm eager to see. So I want to say, well, I mean, for y'all, because I know it would be cool to see you, I'll say celebrities first and season 3 regulars back.
And listen, that's where I am. I want to see celebrities all season 2. This is a critical moment. This show could have a franchise where it goes on for 30 seasons like Big Brother, but they got to have the secret sauce again in season 2. Mm-hmm. And if you look at what the secret sauce in season 1 was, it was all the people who know how to play on TV, who know how to tell it, who know have a soundbite, you know, machine going. They know how to create drama. They don't care. They know how it's going to get edited. They're going to be more willing to speak because they're getting paid either way. Peacock, pull out the checkbook, get a bunch of celebrities in there again, do all celebrities, more people to root for. You're going to get more eyes on it because you're going to have more people in there with a fan base already. Try to make season 2 better than season 1.
They got
to
know that's where we're going to wrap. Right? They got to know that from this first season. This season has killed it. And again, that's because the concept of the show is a really addicting show. So people watch it, then they talk to people about it. So many people that have come up to me recently aren't talking to me about Big Brother anymore. They're talking to me about Traders. They're watching Traders. They're like, oh, we watch it. We always talk about it. This is amazing. It's
good. It's great. Looking forward to it. Guys, listen, we appreciate you joining us, covering all 10 episodes of The Traders. We are going to take a little break from now. We don't have any episodes coming, but we're going to pop on from time to time, especially if something happens that's worth talking about. But stay tuned because we do know some things that are coming up in the foreseeable future we'll be covering. And obviously, Big Brother's right around the corner. So as always, go ahead, Tiffany.
I got to ask one question. This has nothing to do with anything. This just lets me know how good I am with you two and if I need to find better friends. What color was the dress? Was it blue and black or is it white and gold?
It's blue and black. That's what I'm going with.
I've seen both of them.
What color is it, Cody?
I've seen both. So like it's hard for me to say. I can't remember what the first one that I saw.
No,
so
you
like,
just said something. We heard you. What'd you just say?
Well, I've seen both. Like when I look at it, I've seen white and gold. And then when I look at it, I've seen black and blue. Like I've seen both. Which is weird.
Me and Derek saw it. Blue and black. Okay, Cody. You're the odd man out. We can go.
That's okay. Or I'm all seeing because I've seen both.
Maybe that's true too. We'll have better content for the future episodes. We promise. We'll make sure it's good. Guys, everyone, stay safe out there. We appreciate you joining us on the Winner's Circle. We will see you very soon.